A milestone is being reached in an effort to combat food insecurity during the pandemic in the largest city in western Massachusetts. 6 million free meals distributed by the Springfield Public Schools. The emergency food program started when school buildings closed last March. It's continued at 18 sites now across the city where breakfast, lunch, dinner, and a snack can be picked up 3 days a week. WAMC's Pioneer Valley Bureau Chief Paul Tuthill spoke with Abby Getman-Skillicorn, Student Engagement Manager for Homegrown Springfield, the food service program of the Springfield Public Schools.
I don't think anyone anticipated it going on this long. At first, school was going to be closed for 2 or 3 weeks, and we're still serving remote grab-and-go meals at our 18 locations here in February.
Obviously, this has been a very popular program with people. Has it been complicated from a logistics standpoint?
School food is generally fairly complicated in trying to serve the most nutritious meals that we can in a very short amount of time. I would say that it has its challenges, but we are doing the best we can to provide unitized meals. So we're packing home scratch-cooked meals with local products like roasted butternut squash purees and, a root vegetable medley from our friendly local farmer Joe Sikowski up in Hadley that's still making it on the lunch menu. We're making things like our mac and cheese from scratch, and we do student and student feedback surveys with families that are picking up meals at this time, and we actually have shepherd's pie hitting the menu.
So how does this work? The food's all prepared at a central location, and then it goes out to these 18 school sites?
Correct. So in Springfield, we have the Culinary Nutrition Center, which opened in April of 2019, and we make all of those meals from scratch here at the facility and then prepare them into basically like three compartment trays that then get shipped to the 18 school sites so that families can just pick them up and bring them home to reheat in the oven or microwave. We felt that this was the safest way to ensure we were providing the highest quality foods and, again, safely as possible during this time. We can't have buffet lines, for example, anymore during COVID. So we're trying to get healthy meals that are easily reheatable into the hands of all of our students. Back in March of 2020, we first started with just 10 schools opening. Based on communications with various offices in the city, including the mayor's office and, folks with the Springfield Public Housing Authority, we selected additional school locations where higher pockets of need were identified. And we added additional schools to make sure that we had the best coverage so folks who might not have transportation didn't have to walk too far. We used to be open Monday through Friday, and now we are open Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays from 2 to 6 p.m. Because we found that that was the best time period that most families were responding. Folks who might be working different jobs or juggling childcare, that kind of thing. The 2 to 6 p.m. window allows more families to come and pick up our meals safely.
Now, you're doing three meals, right? You're doing breakfast, lunch, dinner, and a snack. Is that correct?
And all of those meals, it includes some kind of fresh fruit, milk, and juice with that meal pickup as well.
And the Friday meals cover people through the weekend.
Thanks to waivers from USDA and the Department of Education, DESE here in Massachusetts, we have maximized basically every option to get as much healthful, nutritious food home to families that we possibly can.
And who pays for this?
This is all reimbursed under the USDA Child Nutrition Program. So currently, Springfield's running the Summer Food Service Program model, which is what allows us to not have to collect any data from families. So we don't ask for any kind of identification or student ID number. If it is a family that, might have students staying with a grandmother in Springfield, but they normally go to a school outside of the district, they can still come to Springfield Public Schools and pick up those meals because it is geared towards any child who needs a meal 18 or under. we know that a lot of folks are in need, and that food insecurity means much more than just a fancy title. It means that a lot of our kids are hungry, and we know that we're doing the very best that we can to put food in those kids' bellies. So please, if you do have anyone 18 or under who could use meals, come to our meal sites and pick up any Monday, Wednesday, or Friday, 2 to 6 p.m.